I am not feeling great about something that happened.
Hello,
in the
you
office
too.
Yesterday. I know. I was going to tell you yesterday, but I thought, oh no.
I've done, is it, or what?
Well, for once, no.
Oh, thank God.
It's not actually something you've done. It's something I've done. So, as you know, for the last couple of days, the owner of our company has been in the office. He's up here for 3 days from New South Wales.
Oh, that dude with the mask. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes, that dude with the mask. He's actually the owner of the company. A little bit of respect,
okay,
please.
Sorry. Yes.
But anyway, as you know, I've got all nicknames for people, don't I? You're either a diddle or a hey.
Or a doodle.
A doodle. I call everyone all those stupid names.
It's one you've got away with that because there's a lot of implications on that word.
Yeah, well, I know, but it's just, it's a cutesy word.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You keep telling yourself
well,
that.
Well, I will keep telling myself that. So yesterday, the owner of our company, his name is actually Dougald, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into a conversation. First time I'm meeting him, really, really lovely person. You know, not a weird extrovert like a lot of the rest of us in this building. He's actually just a really nice, normal person. So I'm in this lovely conversation with him. Anyway, I said, okay, well, I thought I said, really lovely to meet you, Dougald, and walked off and, you know, went in to speak to one of the salespeople in the office. I've come back out. And everyone's looking at me with this ridiculous look on their face.
Why?
Yeah, exactly. And I said, what? What's going on? And they're all like, do you realise you just called the owner of the company Doodle?
You didn't! Oh, my God, Ali.
Well, I was in denial. I said,
yourself?
I did not. I did not. And they were all like, yeah, you did. So one by one, I went to Bailey. Yes, she did. Kel, yes, she did. Maddie, yes. Jorge.
So even here, even here you said Dougald, all right?
Yeah.
But they've all heard something else. You don't even realise you're saying it.
Yeah, see, I actually can't believe. I actually wanted to know, because I went around and said to Rod, our GM, he said, yeah, you said Doodle. And I...
it's a wonder you're here today.
Honestly, I'm denying it. I said, I want some CCTV footage. / audio.
Now, how did he
react
to this?
I don't know if the footage would work.
Ali, how did he react?
Well, I don't know. I was just like, I'm doing, you know what I'm like. I'm caught up in my own world. It's not about how Dougald's feeling.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's about, you know, I'm finished with you, Dougald. Yes, owner of the company, lovely, but see you later. I'd moved on, came back, I'm mortified.
I know
I'm
you
mortified.
Are, and it's
I
genuine.
Actually hope he's not listening.
I think he's turned us off. He's gone, you know, you're wiped. Bilko and Ali gone.
I can't believe I did that. Anyway, and see, that's the thing. Like I said, he's actually, you know, I mean, this is the owner of the company and he's not a weird out there. I don't imagine he'd be walking around town calling people doodles and diddles.
I don't think anyone does, Ali.
Oh,
my God. How do you come back from that?
I don't know. Sure. Have you ever had a big shocker in front of the boss?
No, never done anything silly like that. I mean, I've called people, you know, names like you're an idiot, you're an imbecile or something, but never down that, you know, that
not
track.
Not one of
the...
your colleagues, though.
I'll just, you know, in fun, and you sort of have a high five and a grin, but I've never addressed the owner or the boss or the big bosses like that. It's always, yes, sir, three bags full, sir.
I mean,
I know what side my bread's buttered on, you know?
I'm a little bit mortified. See, I'm wondering whether I should send him an email or not, or just leave it.
Yeah, I think you should. You need an apology. You say, look, Dougal, I called you something else. We had a bit of a laugh, but, you know, it's all in fun.
I'm not laughing. I'm a bit stressed about it, but anyway, I'm sure he'll be fine with it. Do you think?
That's a faux pas, Ali. It's what they call this, but I reckon there's I'm going to find out. I'm going to talk to our boss here, our GM, Rod, who's on the phone right now.
Oh, Rod.
Hey, Rod. Morning, mate.
Morning, Bilko. Morning, Al.
Come on. You were
Rod.
Witness, were you?
I was in the vicinity, absolutely. And you know what? I've just had a phone call from Dougal.
You have not, don't you? Oh, don't. Have
you? Him.
Are you joking?
No, you know why? Because he's a keen listener of your show. And...
what did he say? Do I want to ask?
I want to hear.
He has just called me. And you know what he was doing, Al? He was laughing a lot.
Oh.
So put your mind at ease.
Oh, thank goodness.
Before the funny side of being called Doodle.
Oh, no. I feel like I need to get him a bunch of flowers or something. I'll get him a doodle-shaped bunch of flowers. No, I won't do that. I'm so sorry, Dougald, if you're still listening. I do respect you. I thought you were a lovely owner of the company. And I'll never call you Doodle again. Yes, he still is. Hopefully I'll still be a employee of the company. Anyway.
Thanks for relaying Ali's fears, Rod.
Seriously. I'm sorry, Rod.
I'll see you in my office at
9:00. I know. Sorry, Rod.
Oh, I can imagine that. Oh, Jasmine at Yandina, good morning. I mean, poor old Ali, she's still got a job. Are you happy about that?
Yes, that's great.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you done that in front of the boss? Have you embarrassed your boss?
No.
Thank God.
Oh, thank goodness. Honestly.
Anyway.
What was I thinking? Obviously, I wasn't thinking. Look, hopefully you just saw it as a term of endearment.
Are you on Ali's side, Jasmine? Did she do okay? Did she survive? Oh, she's gone.
Poor old Jasmine.
Thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Rod.
I know you've got a big fan in Phil. Phil, you're on Ali's side. You're feeling it, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
You're feeling that she might have put a foot over the line, but it's all good now, okay? She's cool.
Yeah, it's all good, mate. Listen, my dad, I work with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And our boss come out and said to my dad, "Can you go and do that, Reg?" And my dad turned around and said, "Well, you can effing go and do it yourself."
Your dad said this to you?
No, my boss.
Oh, your boss said that. Oh,
so
no.
So he went in, got his bag, like his work bag, went home. I get home from work and I said to dad, I said, "What was that all about?" He said, "Don't worry about it." I said, "You're going to work tomorrow?" He said, "Yeah." So dad trucked off to work in the morning with me, you know, and he gets called in the boss's office. And the boss turned around and said, "Reg, I've got to apologise to you."
Oh, good.
And my dad turned around and said, "What's that about?" He said, "About yesterday." He said, "I shouldn't have told you what to do." He said, "I should have asked you to do it."
Oh! Beautifully said, Phil.